Good afternoon, and thank you so much for joining us for the KATH 910 AM interview of the week here on the Guadalupe Radio Network. And we're glad you're listening. And this is a program where we tell you about things that are going on here in North Texas in the local Catholic world that you may not otherwise know about, things at parishes, the diocese, different apostolates, people writing books, speakers traveling through town. It's eclectic, but it's always local and Catholic. And I am so excited to introduce you today to two representatives, I guess you can say, from St. Michael the Archangel Parish in Grand Prairie. And I was contacted by their communication director, Mary Ortiz, who was asking us to promote a really exciting project and promotion and fundraising effort that they have called Go Build God's House, where they are next year going to be giving away a RV motorhome Class C. And this is all an effort to raise about $145,000 for a bell tower for the parish. And so very exciting things going on at the parish. And Mary joins us in studio, and very excited that she's here with us, taking time out of her busy day. And again, communication director at St. Michael the Archangel Catholic Parish, and she has brought a friend with her. We have with us also Deacon Pete Rodriguez, who for the last 4 years has served as deacon at St. Michael Parish in Grand Prairie, and he's been a deacon for a whopping 22 years. So welcome to both of you, and thank you for being here.
Thank you so much for having us. We're excited to be here today.
Yeah. And Mary, thanks for reaching out. A while back, we were doing interviews specifically about parishes, the history of parishes, and I had so much fun doing it. So we're going to touch on a little bit of that. Before I get to you, I want to just mention Deacon Pete, in talking before the interview, really has been kind of ringside with Catholic Radio ever since the beginning. Back when we weren't even Guadalupe Radio, we were Radio Xavier. He visited our studio here in Irving as we were doing a Sunday morning show. So right. Deacon Pete, that's a neat little blast from the past that you have such a long-standing connection with Catholic Radio.
Yes, it was a very exciting time. Of course, my hair back then was darker. but I think I just was ordained a deacon several years, something like that. Anyway, right. It was a pleasure for me to be there and sharing, of course, some of the topics of faith and so on. So
Yeah. Well, it was good to have you back and circle back and have you with us. Also, we're going to mention in the course of this interview a groundbreaking ceremony at the parish on Sunday, October 13th, which is a big Fatima day, which I love. It's from 10 to noon. And so everybody, even if you're not from the parish, is invited to come on out there and celebrate all the good things going on. So Mary, tell us, and I'd like Deacon Pete to jump in as well. Let's talk, first of all, about the parish itself. A lot of people listening are thinking, oh, I've never heard of this parish. St. Michael the Archangel in Grand Prairie, I'm sure it's been around a long time. You're a young lady. I know you have a relatively short history there, but tell us what's special about the parish.
Yeah, so for me, I got hired on as a communications director about 3 years ago. Uh-huh. And the first thing that happened to me, my experience at St. Michael, was I really felt a passion from everybody to serve Christ. I mean, you're talking about a very large parish that mm-hmm. has, you know, over 40 different ministries and organizations. It's a lot of people working together, a lot of volunteers working with our staff, with our deacons, and with our pastor. So for me, it was just a sense of love, welcoming. I really enjoyed that it was very multicultural. To me, that's very exciting. It shows so much diversity. We get to learn from each other. And so to me, that was really special from St. Michael the Archangel. Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that, of course, is vital for a parish is the priests. And I believe, and correct me if I'm wrong, Deacon Pete, there's one priest, Father Joseph Tran, along with one other deacon, Deacon Bob Miller. And so tell us about Father Joseph. I think he's a beloved priest there at the parish, isn't he?
Father Joseph is a great pastor, very dynamic, uh-huh. always on the run. I mean,
to speak, right?
He's always on the run.
Not on the run from the law, I hope.
No, he just, you know, he's very excited as what he does as a priest and to serve the people there.
And that rubs off on the congregation. It gets everybody else excited, right?
You can tell that when you have leadership that's very dynamic, then the people also experience, you know, that spirit. And so I think this is what gives that parish, the community of St. Michael, something that's a little bit different. Mm-hmm. You know, I come from a parish that was 99% Hispanic or mm-hmm. Mexican-American. But when I came to St. Michael, it was like, wow, this is a whole different community because, you know, I'm serving Asians and I'm serving Hispanics, Vietnamese, Filipinos. Mm-hmm. I mean, just a variety, you know, of people. And for me, this has been great because it's kind of expanded my perhaps narrowness to be expanded into a worldwide, so to speak, community.
Yeah, and that's a good way for everybody else to learn cultures and, you know, people, the person sitting next to you at Mass may be from Ghana or Uruguay or Russia or, you know, and it just, you learned that this is the body of Christ, this is the Catholic Church, right? So, Mary, tell us, you're communication director, and you had told me before we started that when you were hired on, really this Bell Tower project was kind of your baby from the beginning. And so here we are 3 years later, you're raising funds for it. So tell us about the reason this all came about and how you got involved.
Right. So whenever they were beginning to buckle up with this project, they decided they were going to need a communications director to come in and to help on a multi-project basis. There were just so many different things going on. So when Father Joseph hired me, you know, he kind of told me, he's like, okay, we're building a new church. I thought it was already approved. I thought it was going to happen now.
Yeah.
Turns out it wasn't. It was a leap of faith. And I think I can speak for the majority of our staff and our ministries and our parish as a whole, that when we received that news just a few weeks ago, that we received the approval to break ground, we raised the 50% mark that we needed, it was an emotional time for all of us. And I kind of just thought about all the founding members that had started in a gym, saying the first Mass, and to where we are now.
Do you know, approximately what year the parish started, or how far back are we going? I told you no trick questions, but I mean, are we talking about, because I'm guessing, but you started in a gym, and then is the sanctuary now, Deacon Pete, is this the same sanctuary that was originally built, or has there been development along the way, or what?
No, what I understand, the sanctuary was built, but was not going to be the original. It was just something
temporary.
Okay.
And the plans were for a bigger sanctuary later on.
And here we are.
But, you know, I remember because I lived in Grand Prairie last 50 years now. So I've seen all that area, you know, how it's grown and so on. And I remember that the parish, when it was first built, you know, of course, I used to pass by there and I was assigned here in Dallas, you know. And I always wondered, I said, you know, this parish doesn't look very big. But then all of a sudden it began to grow, you know. And, and I, you know, I thought, you know, perhaps one day I'll get to come to Grand Prairie. But one of the things that I've seen in this parish is that the growth, you know, especially with 161 going down, shopping centers all over. I think Grand Prairie's got its, the Epic Center, water park, indoor water park.
Yeah.
And I also seen that there's been two Baptist churches that have been built, one right off of 161 and further south off of 20. And I'm thinking, well, these churches, you know, not the other denominations are growing because they see that there's a need there.
Yeah, yeah.
And for sure, there's a need for the Catholic community, you know, people that are coming in, moving in from out of state or whatever, other cities. So we need some place for these people.
Right. And how neat it is, because in other parts of the country, and especially other parts of the world, churches are closing, you know, up north where they're closing churches in Chicago and New York. But here in the Dallas Diocese and the Fort Worth Diocese, it's just the opposite. We're growing. And so, Mary, you mentioned about breaking ground. Mm-hmm. This fundraiser that we'll talk more specifically about for the Bell Tower is for a bell tower, but this is a much bigger project overall than just a bell tower, right? This is a whole new sanctuary,
This is a whole new sanctuary.
Okay.
I think my first project coming on the job. Was to kind of really experience the crowding. And sure enough, I came to a Faith Formation Mass. Faith Formation is just booming right now, which we're really excited about. at our parish, a lot of students, families coming in to really grow grow and nurture their spirituality and their formation. And I could not believe it. There was just chairs in the narthex. We have classrooms. They were filled. There was like these small TVs to project what was going mm-hmm. on in the sanctuary. The parish hall was full. And I just kind of became overwhelmed. I was like, oh no, this is definitely needed. Mm-hmm, yeah. And I think that's when it ignited the fire in me.
Yeah.
And I said, okay, we will make this happen. Anyway, this project is a full-blown sanctuary project. We're trying to expand parking. We're trying to get our seats to reach 970 people mm-hmm. to accommodate the growth that we've already experienced.
How big is the sanctuary now? It's a fraction of that, I guess.
Yes. Yeah,
so about 1,000 people. That's a big sanctuary. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So anyway, we're expecting big things. We're expecting God to fill our sanctuary. We know it'll happen. The need is there. So with this project. This is specifically because we do surveys. We try to figure out what it is that we want in our sanctuary, mm-hmm. what it is that we need. There are some elements that are non-negotiable, obviously. And then there are some that the parish as a whole just really wanted. And unfortunately, we do have to meet that 50%. I mean, nobody yeah. wants a big loan like that.
Right.
So one of the things that we had to actually unfortunately say no to was the bell tower mm-hmm. in order to make sure that we could make this project happen. But you know, the outcry, I guess, of the community, it was so
So you went to plan B, right?
So we went to plan B
yeah.
and we have just awesome fundraisers going on to get this going. And this RV, it's a brand new 2019 RV motorhome, and we know, we're putting our faith and we're praying to God, and we're hoping that we get our bell tower, and it's we're hoping we raise $145,000 specifically towards the bell tower with this RV project. And you know the cool thing is that we have other parishes around the diocese helping us out.
Oh, that's so nice. Because they've got their own money to raise and their own projects, and they're helping you out.
Exactly.
That's really awesome. And I'm looking at the pictures of this RV. The inside, I thought I was looking at a house. I mean, it's like, there's a kitchen. And people know that you travel and you can sleep in this. And it's just like, wow, this is really neat. So we want people listening to participate in this. In fact, I'm going to buy a ticket and I'm expecting to be the winner, okay?
Okay.
As is everybody else. We're talking about St. Michael the Archangel Parish in Grand Prairie. Their website, stmichaelgptx.org, is in grandprairietexas.org. My guests are Deacon Pete Rodriguez, the deacon there for the last 4 years, and Mary Ortiz, communication director and organizer of this big project. And it's so exciting. You say it's kind of emotional to break the ground, and that's going to happen on October 13th, the day of the Sundance. Sunday, October 13th, 10 to 12, and everybody's invited to go on out to the parish for that. 2910 Corn Valley Road, Grand Prairie, Texas, 75052. And let's see. So this the winner's not going to be announced until April 12th, right? So is that the deadline to buy tickets? We still have some time, but why wait, huh?
Right. We have some time. And during just to kind of get the excitement going, we are doing some giveaways. Like, for example, right now, anybody who purchased a ticket now, on September 8th, we're going to be giving away a free, brand new 75-inch TV screen.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So there'll be little things along the way.
There will be little things along the way. Because it's a while to wait, but we want to make sure you get it in April, so then you're ready for the summer.
Yeah.
And you are ready to travel.
That's right.
And you're ready to go. And I will say, with this project, we specifically chose the RV. I it was a time of prayer for a lot of our members. Mm-hmm. We had Pete and Gladys Cruz, who they've just been working so hard in the parish. They came up with this idea because mm-hmm. we kind of have to think outside the box.
Yeah.
And small fundraisers, they're so necessary. Mm-hmm. They bring up fellowship and community. Every dollar counts. But with this project, they really wanted to go above and beyond and have one big project. And I think every parish seeks to do that, is to find that one sweet spot where everybody can come together and celebrate and have a good time.
Mm-hmm.
And how does a project like the RV really bring together communities. Well, like I said, we've been visiting a few parishes, meeting parishioners from these different parishes, spreading the good news about St. Michael and what we're doing, and learning what our other brothers and sisters in Christ at mm-hmm. these parishes are doing. So it's exciting times for us, for sure.
And, you know, we do a car raffle every year, and it's typically at the beginning, the first week of March, and Father Joseph has been very nice to allow us to come out. And so, you know, he's generosity begets generosity. Right. And so other people are now being generous to you and other parishes. So people can buy them after Mass in person or over the phone. Does that mean they can't get them online, or they can call this number and get them if they like?
Right. You can't purchase them online, but you can do it over the phone. You can either hold your tickets, you can pick them up, or if you need them to be mailed, we can do that for you as well.
Okay.
This is for Texas residents only. So that's just one thing to kind of keep in mind.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. I don't think there may be some non-Texans. Yeah. You got to move here if you want to be in this,
exactly.
Right? 972-262-0552, 972-262-0552, or you can buy them after Mass, and this would be a good opportunity for you to say, hey, you know what, let's go to Grand Prairie and maybe get a hotel room and spend the weekend and go to Mass at St. Michael's. Sure. And the Mass times on the weekend,
5:30 p.m. on Saturday.
Okay.
And then on Sunday, 8 a.m., 10 a.m. and then 12 noon. And then we have a Spanish Mass that was put together back about a year ago.
Right.
Two years ago.
Okay.
A year ago. Yeah, and then, of course, at 7 p.m. on Sunday.
Okay.
Which that's really nice to know, because I think we're one of the few that have them that late.
Yeah.
So some, if you miss it, we have you covered.
Last chance Mass.
You ever heard that?
There you go.
And all this information you can find on the website, including information about this this raffle and your chance to win an RV motorhome Class C, $50 per ticket. And, you know, I always say when we have our car raffle, one person wins the car, or in this case, the RV, but everybody wins because you've helped support the project to get a beautiful bell tower. I want to ask you about the actual architecture, what the church is going to look like. Are there diagrams on the website? And what's the bell tower going to look like? I think of, you know, like Quasimodo from Notre Dame, you know, ringing the bell tower. I'm sure it's going to be electronic and there's just going to be a big
Yeah.
But can you give us a visual of the sanctuary going to look like, and also the bell tower?
Sure. So it's going to be interesting. We're going to have our main sanctuary, but the existing sanctuary will not be broken down.
Okay.
We will continue to use that space as well. So we're hoping right now, we've applied for a grant. We'd like to get a walkway that connects both. And that way, you know, it also provides that safety for the kids in clement mm-hmm. weather, those that are handicapped. So anyway, it's a beautiful open space, which I think is what a lot of parishes are going for. Natural light. We have it on our website. If you can check it out, go to our website and go to the Go Build God's House project, and you can see a few renderings, from the architectures there.
All right. Very exciting. And so I'm just going to give the details again. And then if there's anything else either of you want to throw in about the parish, about this fundraiser, this will be your last chance, because we're just about out of time here. And again, my guests have been Deacon Pete Rodriguez and also Mary Ortiz, Communication Director, St. Michael the Archangel Catholic Parish in Grand Prairie. Their address is 2910 Corn Valley Road, Grand Prairie, 75052. Website, stmichaelgptx.org. And for a mere $50, you can help support the effort to buy a bell tower as part of their big project to build a new sanctuary. And the tickets are on sale after Mass, or you can call 972-262-0552. And I want Mary to call me in a couple weeks and say, we just got flooded with calls after this interview ran. And the winner will be announced April 12th, 2020. But as Mary said, they're going to have other drawings, you know, leading up to that. So you can have a chance to win something smaller. But, you know, buy a ticket and you have a chance to win this RV. How cool that would be. Go Build God's House. What a great name for a promotion, and such a great project. All right. Anything else? Mary, I'll let you go first. Anything else about the parish or this fundraiser that you'd like to tell our listeners?
Well, no, we're really excited. We hope you find it in your heart to be able to purchase a ticket to help us with this this way that we want to serve Grand Prairie. That's it. Thank you so much for having us.
All right, Deacon Pete.
Well, I was just thinking here in regards to whoever wins this, if they don't want to keep the RV, they can turn around and resell it.
Mm. Oh, I thought you were going to say they could give it to you.
Yeah.
Well, they can do that also.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I know. All I got to say is I asked the people of God out there that, you know, we support each other and one community to another community. This is God's house, and this is something that's needed there in Grand Prairie for the people of Grand Prairie. And again, I hope that, you know, people find it in their hearts to be able to contribute, you know, to this great cause.
Yes. And the number again, 972-262-0552. You can't get them on the online, but their website is stmichaelgptx.org. Something tells me that phone number is probably on the website somewhere as well. Or you can purchase tickets after Mass in person, 2910 Corn Valley Road, Grand Prairie, Texas, 75052. Thank you so much for being here, to both of you, Mary Ortiz, Communication Director and organizer of this big project. This is going to be going on for a while, isn't it? You got your great job security.
Yes.
And Deacon Pete Rodriguez as well. Thank you, Deacon Pete, for being here. Thanks to Diane Xavier for running the board and producing this program. And we also have a little special guest in studio. My dear daughter, Maura, has been so quiet listening in. We're having a daddy-daughter day today. So I'm glad that she's here as well. So, and I mentioned Mary had reached out to me about promoting this, and we, you know, during the interview. If you have any ideas that would be good for this program, I appreciate you reaching out. I never have to go searching for interviews. They all come to me, and it's great that way. And so email me if you have an idea for the interview of the week, Dave Palmer at grnonline.com. May God bless you. Have a great weekend.